Welcome back. Well, this part of the session is the start of budget and accounting. Okay? So, let's begin with start of budget. Before we go into the start of budget, you know, I suggest you guys to remember the very important quote in the start of scene. The first one, everything takes longer to do than you think it will. Second one is, everything costs more than you think it will. Third one is, no entrepreneur think of everything. So basically, you need to prepare for many options, okay? In terms of the money, in terms of the plan, in terms of the time, something like that. Please keep that in your mind. Let's look at the budget. You know, when your company starts, then we need to budget for one-time cost and ongoing cost. There are two different types of the budget. What about one-time cost? Okay, one-time cost are one-off cost paid before you start up is set up. Okay, before you start up, set up. So basically, once you pay some kind of service, okay, for the setting up, then you don't have to pay later. Okay, this is just one-time cost, one-time done. On the other hand, ongoing cost are recurring expense, recurring cost a business must pay on a regular basis. Okay, mostly, you know, the monthly fee, okay, or quarterly or yearly, right? Those are ongoing costs. So, can you distinguish one-time cost and ongoing cost? I will give you an example about the one-time cost. Okay, look at this. New buildings of the businesses, or new machines, vehicle, equipment, or the researching money, okay? Researching fee for your target market. And initial advertisement fee, or initial stock fee, initial payment toward insurance, or kind of initial money regarding your, recruiting employees. Okay, those are all one-time costs. Once you pay, then you don't have to worry about later. Okay, what about the examples of the ongoing cost? Rent fee, you should pay monthly for the rent fee. Wages, salary, you should pay monthly, you know, the salary to your employees. Or maintenance, okay, you should pay maintenance fee every month. Or loan payment, you should pay back, you know, to the bank. Or interest, if you borrow the money from the bank, then you should pay interest, okay? And communication, you know, telephone, internet, and the others. And what about mortgage? Okay, mortgage fee, mortgage repayment. If you lease the car, right, then you pay. Or if you purchase the apartment or purchase the office, then you pay the mortgage, right? You know, mostly 30 years mortgage, but you should pay monthly. Well, look at the more detailed examples. For example, down payment for the property rent. You know, before you rent the office, then you put your, you know, kind of fundable or non-fundable down payment. Okay, this is down payment. So once you pay the down payment, then you don't have to pay another down payment, right? And equipment, if you have a machine, then you pay to purchase equipment. Okay, so once you pay up everything, then you don't have to worry about the equipment to pay later. Initial advertisement and decoration of your store or any other cost related to one time. And what about ongoing cost? Ongoing cost, you know, best example of ongoing cost would be property rent. Monthly, you should pay monthly for your office, okay? Or utility fee, you know, electricity and water, gas, and you pay monthly. And the monthly advertisement, if you engage in advertisement through the Facebook or Google, then you pay monthly, right? And communication, if we have a telephone, if we have internet, you pay internet fee, you pay telephone fee monthly. And insurance, right? If we have insurance, then you pay monthly insurance fee, and also salary monthly, right? Those are all ongoing cost. So now you understand what is one-time cost and what is the ongoing cost. Then how to use this concept in your startup. So I wanna I want to help you understand the startup case. I made hypothetical startups, okay? This startup is AI-based kind of online tutoring service. Okay, think about AI-based online tutoring service. And the CEO, Tom, started this company and he invited CFO, I mean Chief Finance Officer, Greg, invited Greg into this company. And Tom also invited marketing manager, you know, Rachel, into this company, right? Okay, this is a kind of a setup of the company. And then they got, you know, $100,000 as a angel invest money, right? Luckily, right? This is the kind of a situation. Then they met together and they discussed about their budget. So I asked ChatGPT to draw this situation as a cartoon style, right? Okay, look at the first cartoon. Well, here is our starting point. And luckily we got, you know, $100,000 from angel investment, okay? We got $100,000, you know, on hand, right? And our office cost zero for 6 months. Why? Because, you know, Hanyang University Startup Foundation support the office fee. So we can use this office for free. Wow, it's great. Okay. And infrastructure fee, well, we don't have to worry about some kind of cloud, because neighbor cloud support startup like us. So we apply neighbor cloud program. Then thanks to the neighbor cloud, you know, the infrastructure fee waived. Wow, it's great. So we are very lucky. Okay. No infrastructure fee, no rent fee these days. Okay. In the first half years. Wow, it's great. Yes, it's great. Then Greg continued talking about, you know, one-time cost, okay? And he explained how much the company already spent. For example, the legal fee, okay, we already spent $2,000, and corporate bank fee, you know, $500, and initial logo design and website, we spent $3,000, etc., etc. So total, we pay $7,200. Okay, so $7,200 is one-time cost, right? Then, you know, the CEO, Tom, explained the ongoing cost. Okay, we have ongoing cost, monthly cost. For example, you know, we hire the developers, and then, you know, as a part-timer, then we pay kind of a monthly, how much? $2,500 monthly. And also, you know, we use marketing tools such as Notion, Canva, you know, $300, okay, monthly. This is a monthly subscription fee. And also, you know, we need minimum money in order to live. Rachel and Tom, we need each $1,000. So total $2,000 is kind of a monthly salary, right, $2,000. And, you know, we use the communication tool or, you know, team collaboration tool, such as Slack, Zoom, etc. So we subscribe them, you know, pay $100 monthly. So total how much? You know, we pay $4,900 monthly, right? Then we can easily calculate runway. Runway is how many months left with our current caches. Okay. So in this case, right now we had $100,000, you know, on hand as a cash, but we already paid, you know, $7,200 we already paid. So the remaining the money, you know, we need to calculate the monthly. Okay, the remaining money divided by $4,900 cents monthly. So the, you know, how many months left? So 18.9 months left with this money, right? This is how we use ongoing cost and the one-time cost. Okay. Then suddenly CMO Rachel, you know, jumped in this discussion and she added up something. Wow, you know, our target is clear, okay, as a from the marketing point of view. Our target is private academy. Private academy is a decision maker. Okay, here is our, you know, go-to-market plan, GTM go-to-market plan. So We can cold outreach throughout the LinkedIn or email, okay? We will engage in email marketing or LinkedIn marketing. And also, we can prepare a B2B demo day targeting 10 local private academy. And also, we can launch a pilot program with 1 to 2 medium-sized private academy, something like that, okay? Then, you know, CEO Tom was surprised about this marketing plan. Oh my God, in order to make that happen, then we need to prepare for the money. But by the way, we did not prepare the marketing course for the LinkedIn or demo day pilot. How much are you planning to go into monthly? It could be monthly marketing fee, right? Demo day pilot or LinkedIn marketing fee. Then Rachel said that I think at least 5,000 monthly marketing fee will go. Then the runway, we should calculate again. You know what I mean? Because our monthly increase, right? Our monthly ongoing cost increase. So they quickly calculate again. So CEO Tom, quickly calculate. So our ongoing cost should be updated. Everything same, there is a $100 missing, such as Zoom or Slack, right? Do you remember that? Anyway, so put together, we add up $500 as marketing. It's not initial marketing, it's ongoing marketing, right? Monthly. I'm sorry about that, ChatGPT made a mistake. So total how much? Our ongoing cost, we add up, We add up $5,000, to the previous ongoing cost, such as $4,900. So put together, our ongoing cost changed to the $9,900. Then later, we need to calculate our loan rate again. Okay, so based on this calculation, we got just 9.4 months left. Oh my God, our runway dropped to just 9.4 months. Okay, previously, we got, month left, but right now we got just 9.4 month. Okay, this is how we use ongoing cost and one-time cost. I will give you some summary of the terms. One-time cost is a one-off cost for the initial setup. Again, ongoing cost is any recurring cost a business must pay regular basis, such as monthly or annually or quarterly. And what about runway? Runway is the number of months the company can survive with current money. And burn rate? Burn rate means how much you spend each month. Okay, in this case, previous burn rate was just $4,900. But right now, we add up $5,000 as a monthly marketing fee. So our burn rate increased from $4,900 to $9,900. So then later we calculate our loan rate again. Okay. So now you understand how to use one-time cost and ongoing cost as a startup. So don't underestimate the importance of the ongoing cost and one-time cost. Okay. Let's move to another topic, which is accounting. Accounting is the language of the businesses. What do you mean by that? You talk about accounting inside and outside the businesses, okay? Because it is a language. Basically, accounting is a kind of a tracking your money about the businesses. But you are a startup right now, and you don't have any record to be tracked, right? So you don't have to worry about the past performance. You will concern for the future performance. So in the startup case, accounting is about the kind of future. So it is the language for your future. Okay, please understand it this way, right? So why accounting is important? Accounting proved what your business did financially previously. But in your case, you explain your performance based on future accounting. You know what I mean? Okay, and also accounting show how much your business is worth in the future, in the startup. And bank and creditors and development agencies and investors require your accounting report. And also, accounting provide easy to understand plan for your operations. And you don't know how your business is doing without accounting, right? Okay. In the business area, only two reasons exist why accounting matters. Accounting is provide some very succinct and clear information that is useful to you and your kind of stakeholders, such as your co-founders or your investors. And also, you know, you need to meet the legal or contractual requirement. So that's why you need to prepare for accounting report. And in order to prepare accounting report as a startup owner, as a startup founder, you need to understand the basic concept of the accounting. So that's why I'm talking about the accounting report right now. Well, there are basically two very important and very useful and commonly used accounting report. One is the balance sheet, and second one is income statement. Don't worry about it, you know, although you are not majoring in business, it is pretty easy to understand, okay, what is the balance sheet? Okay, let's move on to the balance sheet first. Balance sheet is a statement what your business own, okay, what your business own, and what it owes to others is kind of debt, right? Kind of debt. So what you have right now is what you own, okay? What you own is called asset. And second one is, you know, what it owes to others, which is debt, right? Third one is how much value the owner have invested in it, which is your equity, okay? Do you understand that? It's a little bit complicated, right? Well, again, account, you know, the balance sheet as an accounting report, the balance sheet is a kind of a snapshot. You take a picture right now. And so accounting, you know, the balance sheet, I'm sorry, balance sheet provides some kind of current situation, how it looks like. And the balance sheet presents just three things, three components. The first one, your asset, what you own. And second one is a debt, okay, debt. How much you owe to others, okay, is that. And third one is your real value. How much is your real value? That is equity, right? Another important thing that you should remember is that balance sheet equation, okay? There is a principle about the balance sheet. You know, your balance sheet should include the information about three information, asset, you know, liability, and equity. But your asset, same as your liability plus equity, okay? Do you understand what I mean by that? I will show you the example. Look at this table. Let's say you started the company $100,000, okay? This is your seed money. You started a company with $100,000. Okay, with that money, you purchased your working tools such as PCs or the others. How much? $50,000. Okay, $50,000. You spend up $50,000 already in order to purchase, you know, the working tool. Then you know, $50,000 left as a cash. So you put this $50,000 cash in your company, right? So anyway, what you have right now, you got $50,000 cash and you got some kind of working tool valued $50,000. Total how much? $100,000. Although $100,000 not all cash right now, but the value of your company, value of what you have is the same, $100,000, right? And then later, we ask yourself, where this $100,000 come from? Okay, where this money come from? Well, half of the money come from my money, half of them come from, you know, bank's money. So the half of them, $50,000, come from bank, okay? We say it is debt. And half of them come from your pocket money, so $50,000, it's your money. That is, we say, equity. Okay, look at this two part. What you have right now, you know, cash and tool together, $100,000. That is your asset. Okay, asset should be equal debt plus equity. How much is your debt? Yes, it's $50,000. How much is your equity? $50,000. Put together, $100,000. So, $100,000, $100,000, same. This is the equation of the balance sheet. When you write down your balance sheet, then you should keep this principle. Okay, so when the investors, you know, look at your balance sheet, they immediately understand what happened in your situation. Okay, so that's why we use this balance sheet. Now we understand how to use it. And don't worry about it, although you don't understand right now, because I will give you kind of a hypothetical situation that help you to understand, you know, how we use balance sheet. Okay, what is the asset? Yes, the asset is something the business own. And what is the liability? It's a legal obligation that you pay back later. Okay, if you borrow the money from the bank, then probably you should pay back later, 1 year later or 2 years later. Okay, this is that. And what is the equity? Equity is your money, your value. Okay, or if you invite investors, then investors' money would be the equity. Okay. Well, this is the same. This total asset is the same as debt and equity. Right? It's the same thing. Okay. It is also the same thing, but the format is a little bit different. The format. This is a 2012, 2011, probably you have a 2013, something like that. Anyway, then we understood how this company changed. For example, the company's asset increased from $172,000 to $235,000. Okay, so the company is growing. And the debt, you know, you see the debt. Debt is decreased. Wow, it's a good sign, right? That is decreased to $132,000 from $147,000. And equity increase, right? Equity increase. Equity increased from Equity increased from $25,000 to $103,000. So there's equity changes. So anyway, so from this balance sheet, so we understand what happened inside the company yearly, okay, yearly. So now we understand that, right? Okay, let's move on to the second important, you know, financial report, which is income statement. It's very important. You know, what is income statement? Income statement is the statement that lists your revenue. Just remember the revenue and cost, okay, revenue and cost. If you know your revenue and if you know your cost, then we can easily calculate your profit. How to calculate the profit? Yes, profit can be calculated by revenue minus cost, which is pretty simple. Okay, it's pretty simple. Revenue is the money that you made. Okay, money that you made. Cost, the money that you spent. Okay, so basically, the money that you made should exceed, you know, the money you spend. Then you can get a positive profit. If opposite, then you can get a negative profit, right? Well, this is kind of a typical the format of the income statement. For example, you got the revenue. How much total revenue? How much? $259,500. And total expense, total cost $176,200. So your net income, profit is $83,300. Okay, how to calculate it? You know, it's pretty simple. $259,500 minus $176,200. Then you can get $83,300, which is pretty simple. Remember, the profit is revenue minus cost. And this is a kind of another format of the, you know, income statement. I think it's pretty much similar, but you know, in this case, we divided the cost by two groups, okay? Operating cost and the other cost. Okay, operating cost and the other cost. So anyway, we... operating cost and the other... the other cost. And also the taxes. So anyway, we got same profit. Okay, so the total revenue same, 170,800. And total cost, you know, we divided very specific. Then later, anyways, we got, you know, $83,300 as a profit. So now you understand how to, how to interpret the income statement as a, financial report, right? Okay, don't worry about it, although you don't understand right now, because we will show you how we use this, the balance sheet as an income statement, for the startup, okay, in the next session.